on this episode of Counting Cars.
Can you believe that we've been entrusted with Bob Marley's last car?
If we run this tank and anything comes to it, we're done.
What you doing? Took on a side project, paint some guy's chainsaw. He sends me a box of parts. Like I'm a mechanic, like I know how to put this stuff together.
She's back amongst the living, Ziggy.
What do you think, brother?
That's nice.
The legend lives, huh?
Yes, yes.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them, and sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
A few months back, Bob Marley's son, Ziggy, came to me to restore his father's last car. I was thrilled to take on this project, but to say that this thing was in rough shape, good Lord, man, that's the understatement of the century. Whew. Wow. And to make things even more challenging, this Mercedes is a 100% European model, so finding parts for this thing is next to impossible. And I've got about 1 week to get this car finished, delivered to Ziggy in L.A. for the re-release celebration of Bob Marley's famous record, Legend. So right now, Kevin and I are coming to check in on the project. What's happening, Bob?
What's up?
How's it going there, Scott?
We need the big boss's final word.
What's the deal?
Well, we don't ever do cars this new.
Or European.
So here's the
I like the Euro versions. I have a Euro Mercedes, and they are wonderful, magnificent cars. They're built to last. Fantastic performing luxury vehicles.
But the problem is there's no parts in the United States for me.
That part is true. We'll work it out.
So what issues are you having?
This right here, this gas tank itself.
Yeah.
Nobody. This is like the holy grail. We would normally replace a gas tank instead of refabbing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, not on this car, I know.
Sorry.
It's not like you're gonna just go get a gas tank. When you hear a car needs a new gas tank, you think, fine, go out and get it a new gas tank. Not with this car. This is a European version. Almost everything mechanically on this car is different from a US version, including the gas tank. So I can't just go out and buy an American Mercedes gas tank and put it in this European car. They ain't gonna work.
Just sitting around as long as it has? We don't know the conditions of the lines, the injection unit, none of that.
You're concerned about getting crud in the fuel injection?
Yes.
Yep. Gotcha.
If we run this tank and anything comes to it, we're done. We are done.
We cleaned the gas tank twice.
We pressure tested everything. I mean, I feel confident, but I don't know.
If there's crud in this gas tank and we fire this thing up and that crud gets in the fuel filters or it gets in the fuel lines or, heaven forbid, gets into the fuel injection system, it can contaminate the whole thing, which means we got to take it all apart again, clean it, repair it, put it back together. That's going to mean a lot more work. That's going to mean a lot more time that I ain't got. We're going to California and we're bringing this car to Ziggy. We're about 5 days from leaving. This car has to be there.
Yeah.
This car is literally representing Bob. Can you believe that? That we've been entrusted with representing Bob Marley with his last car. So, we don't have a choice. We've cleaned out the tank twice. We've cleaned out the lines. We are going to literally have to just turn the key and roll the dice. This is Vegas. It's time to gamble. Let's fire this car up and run it. Well, this is it. We're out of time. Even if we could find a new European gas tank for this car, there's no way in the world that we could get it in the car, installed, up and running before we make our deadline. Ain't gonna happen. I gotta trust that my guys have cleaned this gas tank out to absolute perfection so that when we fire this baby up, she runs smooth. Because if not, that means we have failed. And on a job this big, this important, failure, it's just not an option, man. This is Bob Marley's Mercedes.
Let's do it.
All right, get it?
You got it.
Bob. Knock it out, brother, man.
Hey, dude.
Don't be sneaking up on me.
Smells like gas in here.
Well, so I got the doors open.
Smells like ass in here, too.
That's just me.
What you doing? You cardio?
Trying to start this stupid thing.
So you're playing with a chainsaw here in your
Well, box. No. I got the chainsaw.
Okay.
Because I took on a side project to paint some guy's chainsaw. He sends me a box of parts. Like I'm a mechanic, like I know how to put this stuff together. So I got a call from a guy who says he's a lumberjack. Wants me to transform his old rusty chainsaw into a one-of-a-kind sick piece of art. However, I did not realize assembly was required. I'm thinking about just painting the parts and sending them back to him.
Well, what do you got here on the floor that you're trying to start?
I'm just using this one to compare to this one and try to figure out where everything goes.
What year is the one you're restoring?
Man, I don't know. I don't ask these kind of questions. Figured a chainsaw is a chainsaw.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, man. I'm already out on a limb in this bus, dude. I don't want to touch nothing, man. I don't know where anything's been, man. I'm going to venture a guess that that chainsaw right there has absolutely nothing in common with this chainsaw right here. This is one probably 30, 40 years old, and this one here looks pretty new.
They got the same parts. This one just doesn't have all the pretty plastic.
These two things have nothing in common except that they cut stuff. I've learned two things in the time that Mike has worked for me. One, when it comes to airbrush art, this man is a genius. Two, when it comes to, well, just about everything else, he's not. I don't let him near any complex moving parts, fire or sharp objects, so whoever in the world is trusting him to assemble a chainsaw, well, they might end up with a finger or two in their final product. I'm so happy that I never have to worry about you going into business for yourself and stealing customers from him.
Hey, send one of the mechanics over.
Oh, okay. I'll get right on that. It's a good thing he's a good painter.
Michael, I found a young man that was looking for you.
It's Chainsaw John.
I can't believe you did a chainsaw.
I'm excited to see it.
I'm a little scared to see it.
My boys in the shop are cranking, and I mean cranking, on Bob Marley's Mercedes so that we can get this baby delivered back to Ziggy in time for the re-release of Bob Marley's famous record, Legend. Now, I've given my guys detailed instructions. I've given them a solid pep talk. And now I'm going to step out of the way, and Kevin and I, we're going to go do a little shopping, see if we can't find something to bring back to the shop.
So, how was your show last night, man?
Dude, last night was amazing. We did probably about a 40, 45-minute set.
Just you guys.
Dude, it was insane jam.
That's awesome.
I ain't seeing anything, are you?
You know, let's hang a right and see if we can go through this area here, and then let's call it.
Just not seeing anything. We got up here, man. Old El Camino. Now, that's pretty cool.
Man, it's a lot of trucks.
Sure is.
Yeah. What year is that?
Maybe 70, 71.
Looks like it's in pretty good shape.
You should say hi. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hello, man.
Nothing, brother. Is that your El Camino?
Yeah, it is, man.
That's a good-looking old car, man. I'm Danny.
Danny?
Yeah. Victor, nice to meet you, man. Are these all yours?
All mine.
You got a couple minutes?
Yeah.
I got a shop here in town, Counts Customs. That's my partner, Kevin.
Hi. Hey, how you doing? Victor.
Nice to meet
nice
you, Victor.
To meet Victor. So you got a thing for
Chevy
trucks.
Yes, sir.
How many vehicles have you got?
13 total.
13? Really?
Nice.
And you keep them all right here?
All right here.
Your neighbors must love you, man.
Oh, some of them do. When I have a barbecue, I make sure they get the first place, you know, so they're cool with me.
Tell me about your El Camino, man. What year is that?
It's a 72, but it's got a 70 front end on it. The 72s have just one light on
right,
each corner.
Right.
I think
right.
It just looks nicer like that.
Yeah, with the four lights. That's perfect, man. The Chevy El Camino came out in 1959 to compete with the Ford Ranchero, but it pretty much tanked and then disappeared after only 2 years. In 1964, Chevy tried it again with a retooled version, and sales did much better. Despite constant criticism from truck purists, the El Camino stayed in production for 23 years, 10 years longer than that Ford Ranchero.
Can we look under the hood?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Dude,
sure,
thanks
man.
For taking the time to do it.
No, it's cool. It's my day off today, so I'm just, you know.
Nice.
Look at this, man. This is cool.
Yeah?
So you and your boys, you just kind of get together and wrench on?
Yeah, I'm off Thursday, Friday, so usually I call them up to help me out.
Now, do you worry about any of them getting stolen?
Yeah, I do. That's why I take the batteries off. And
you got a dog, I'm sure.
Yeah. She's over there. It's a girl, though. She's nice. Chevy!
There, that one right there? That That's my style, dog. I got a couple of little ones like that.
How long have you been doing this?
Like 6 years.
6 years.
6 years.
And where are you going with this? Like pretty soon there's going to be 15 and 16 yeah. and 17 of them.
Oh, I got to stop here. You know, I got nowhere else to put them.
Let's talk about this El Camino. I think you need some space, Victor. And Victor has got himself a pretty sweet El Camino here. It's got a lot of potential. I'd love to get him to sell me this car. I can't tell if Victor is into selling any of his trucks or just collecting them. But I can tell you this, I'm going to find out. So do you fix these vehicles up and sell them?
No, I just like fix them up and keep them here. Like I never sold one yet.
Do you remember what you paid for it?
Yeah, like around 65.
And how much you put into it?
Around another 25, 3.
Yeah. Interesting. Huh. Yeah, I'd give you $8,500 for this.
No, I don't know, man. If I would really want to sell it, I would like at least get 10.
I gotcha. You know, I want this El Camino pretty bad, but there's no way I can go 10 grand for it. I mean, when they're finished and nice, they're going for about $15,000 tops. So Victor's got to understand, as much as I like him, I need to make a little bit of money on this deal, too. Plus, I'm really not convinced that Victor's really ready to sell any of his collection just yet.
You caught me off guard here.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I know.
If you're not ready to do it, trust me, I respect that. But I'll check in on you from time to time.
Yeah, all right.
But in the meantime, come by our shop sometime. I think you would dig it. A guy like you, you would understand. My addiction. I understand your addiction, man. We need help. We got to start a support group.
Remember, the first thing you guys got to do is admit you have a problem.
But it's a good problem.
It's a great problem. It's not a bad problem.
I appreciate you guys coming in. And then one day, I'll show up to your shop, man. All my day's off, man.
You rock, man.
All right, man.
Come on back here, John. I think he's back here in the paint shop area. Michael, I found a young man that was looking for you in the parking lot.
Who's the young man?
It's Chainsaw John.
Oh,
how's it going? Nice to meet you, brother.
Good to meet you, too. A few weeks back, Chainsaw John sent me a pile of parts to an antique chainsaw and said, go nuts. Once I figured out how to put this pile of parts back together, I went to town and gave this thing the sickest paint job to ever grace a chainsaw. I think she is sexy. And hopefully Chainsaw John does, too.
Let's see it. Let's check it out.
I can't believe you did a chainsaw.
Man, I've painted everything. Now, remember, John, you said I got creative freedom. I could do whatever I wanted. So I did what I thought should be done.
I'm a little scared to see it.
Don't worry. You're going to love it.
I'm excited to see it. I trust you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Let's see it. Don't worry. You're definitely not going to be disappointed. That is your wooden chainsaw. There you go. I figured, what better than a wood chainsaw?
Oh, that is so sweet.
That's like one lump. I carved it all myself, of course.
Oh, that thing is beautiful.
This chainsaw is a masterpiece. I went out to look at some trees. Then I airbrushed this baby so you can almost smell the maple syrup or sap or whatever. I topped her off with some sweet designs to really make her pop. Of course, I'm no mechanic, and this thing will probably self-destruct if John ever tries to fire it up. But hey, it's gonna look amazing on his wall. You like it?
Yeah, I love it, man. It looks really great. More than I expected, actually. I love the idea of the wood. It looks awesome.
That's incredible.
It was painstaking because, you know, getting in all the crevices and everything, but it came out beautiful.
I'm completely blown away. Giving Mike creative freedom worked out perfectly. He did an amazing job. I just can't wait to get it home and hang it up on the wall. This right here is perfect, man.
I'm glad you love it, brother.
Just beautiful.
See?
Very good, guys.
Pull it off again. Nice. Proud of myself.
You see what I live with, brother.
I'm glad John likes his chainsaw. I'm psyched how it came out. I'll paint anything. Cars, wheelchairs, chainsaws. Hell, bring me a helicopter, a space shuttle. Bring it. I'll make it sexy.
You're scaring me right now, Dutch.
Man, I'm restoring Bob Marley's car.
Dude, cross your fingers, brother, man.
Kevin and I were here in Los Angeles, California, and we are delivering Bob Marley's last car to his son, Ziggy Marley. And I'll tell you, this thing's been a challenge. We've only had 3 months to restore this car. The fact that it's a very rare European model and almost impossible to get all the parts for, frankly, I could have used another 3 months.
We stripped her down to every last nut and bolt, sandblasted her front and back, and we rebuilt this car from bumper to bumper. We painted it the beautiful factory eggshell white, and as a nod to Bob's environmental passions, we loaded the interior with all kinds of hemp. Seeing that the car is a European model, many of the parts are very rare and almost impossible to find, so we couldn't replace a lot of the stuff that I normally would. So I'm rolling the dice, and I got my fingers crossed that this baby starts up and runs perfectly. Can only hope that the car gods are reggae fans, man. Oh, yeah. She looked great, man. Or shall I say legendary?
Legendary.
Absolutely. Dude, she fired up in Vegas. Cross your fingers, brother Matt. Here we go. Thank God this Mercedes started up and ran perfectly as she should. If it didn't, that would have been a little bit of an awkward conversation between Ziggy and I. But now I can breathe easier, take my time, and tell Ziggy all about what we did to his father's beautiful Mercedes. There's that smile.
Ziggy,
my brother. What's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
How are you, brother?
Come in. Absolutely, man. The place is absolutely stunning.
Thanks, brother.
I mean, seriously, Ziggy, you couldn't do any better than this, man.
Love the vibes, eh? Nice vibes, Soja.
It's beautiful, man. Where do you see this Mercedes?
Yeah.
We couldn't get the trailer all the way down here. The trailer's just a little ways up the hill.
I can't wait for see it.
You ready to see the car?
Yeah.
Kevin, I want you to keep Ziggy here.
Okay.
I'm going to close this door. I'm going to bring him and put it right here in this driveway.
Okay.
And don't let him see nothing.
Okay. All right.
Until all I come back. All right. I'm off to get a Benz,
brother. All right, I'll be right back. Cool.
This has been an absolute once-in-a-lifetime honor for myself and all the boys at the shop to be able to restore Bob Marley's last car. And I'm really hoping that Ziggy feels like we made his father proud.
Nice.
What do you think, brother?
That's nice.
The legend lives, huh?
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. It's a nice one, beautiful. But stand back and take a good look, you know? It's Bob Marley's car right there.
That's it, man. This car's got to be one of the coolest and yet one of the most difficult jobs we've ever done. Sitting in a storage container for that long left this Benz rotten, rusty, and rat-infested. My team pulled out all the stops to get her back to her original beauty. We straightened the body, rebuilt the engine, and did everything possible to restore the really rare European mechanics. We painted her the original eggshell white and added a few custom touches to give everyone who sees it a hint of the car's legendary owner.
It's a beautiful one, wow.
And yes, it is the same car.
looking good.
All right, tell me some of the things that are standing out.
The gas tank with the red, gold, and green and the line of Judah.
That's all you, man. Interior is all leather and hemp.
See that, yes.
The whole headliner, too. Up here, the headliner's all hemp.
Yeah.
It's all hemp. Door panel's hemp. Even the dash. The dash is all covered in hemp.
Yeah, still have that smell there. I like that smell, too. I love that smell. Yes, yes.
We got the Deutschland
yeah.
back on there. And, of course, you know. The legend.
Legend, love that. Oh, yeah. Legend. That cool.
You should try it on, man. Absolutely. You're going to look so good cruising around L.A. in this thing, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If I could set up my studio in here, I would. That's how much I like it, you know?
I love it. You know, I mean, years ago, your father laid eyes on this car.
This color,
and this car spoke to him.
Said something to him.
You know? Tell me, she's talking to you.
Yeah, man. She said, well, welcome back. It looks like a new car, and that's impressive. I was happy to see that inside with the hemp. Having Bob's car now modified with some hemp inside, it's a perfect combination for me. Very special.
You're happy?
Yeah, man. Very happy.
I'm happy, too.
I'm just vibing it. You know? I'm just vibing it.
Yeah, so the overall restoration on this car, Ziggy, I got to tell you, was a real challenge because she's a rare car. There are parts on this car that you can't find anymore that had to be made, you know. So it's really, really rare. But we found the parts.
Yeah. It was an honor to have worked on this.
Yes, truly an honor.
Really appreciate that.
Love and respect.
Emily.
Lots of love.
Yeah, man. See that one?
Covered in love. that's how we do this.
Yes. Before you guys leave, let's go get some good old Jamaican grub.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sir.
All right.
Come on, we check
time.
It out.
Yeah, we got time. Yeah.
Before you guys rush back to Vegas. Yeah.
This has been a real adventure, to say the least. And I'm so happy that Ziggy actually entrusted us to restore his father's last car. And I gotta say, man, hanging out with Ziggy, he's gotta be one of the coolest cats to know and hang with in the process. I'm one that truly understands the bond between a man and his father and a man and his car. So we put a ton of love into this project. 3 months of hardcore labor and a lifetime of love to restore a legend. I got to say, bro, thank you for saving that car. It was awesome.